And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Today's installment of Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be with you for the next hour playing various mantra-based music and kirtan, chanting from around the world, that kind of stuff. The first track today is going to be a remix of the Desert Dwellers as done by Drum Spider and with vocals by Nicole Jensen, entitled Shiva Nataraj, and that's going to be followed up by a remix of Sri Kalaji's Pingala, which is actually a remix of a track by Kanamrita Dasi. And I'll explain a little bit about some of the verses that you're going to hear chanted in that one. They're actually coming from the Bhagavad Purana, which is one of the Vedic books. The first track, Shiva Nataraj, Nataraj being another name for Lord Shiva, the king of dance. When he does his dance of destruction and dissolves all of the three worlds, the whole entire universe, through his dancing and drumming. So Shiva playing that role in that context, it's interesting to see just how many different ways that Shiva is worshipped and appreciated around the world by different variants on traditions stemming from that particular deity. The word Shiva, one translation of the word itself, which is a Sanskrit word meaning auspicious. So without further ado, we're going to get into that track. This is Drum Spider remixing the Desert Dwellers, and then you're going to hear the Pingala remix right after that. We'll be back in a little while just to explain some of what you've been hearing. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks for tuning in today.
Shiva Nataraja.
Luba Heck, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. That was a remix of Kanamrita Dasi with Pingula, as done by Shrikal. And let's see if we can break down a little bit of what that was. The language being sung was Sanskrit in origin, and the verses being sung were spoken by a person named Pingala written down in the Bhagavat Purana, which is a very old text, part of the Vedic collection of literature. I would say, depending on who you ask, there's different datings on it, but we're talking thousands of years. For the Bhagavat Purana, or Srimad Bhagavatam, as it's sometimes called, one verse, Nunam me Bhagavan Prito Vishnu Kenapi Kamana Nivedayam Durashaya Yan Mejitasukha Vaha. And this is one verse that was sung. And you can translate this in. Let's see what we can do here. What Pingala is saying is that even though there was a desire within her heart to enjoy the material world, somehow or other, through her attachment to the Supreme, there has become a detachment from that material sphere, and happiness is arising within her heart. That's basically what she's explaining, is that as a key part, Nunam me Bhagavan Prito. Prito, Prita means one is pleased. Bhagavan is a word that is used to represent God or the Supreme in its personal form. And I was listening to Bodhinath Swami last week, who was visiting, and he gave a really good description of different aspects of Shiva. And he brought into one of the things he was speaking about was how this path of puja or worship, whereby one pleases the Supreme, and thus all obstacles become removed. So this is definitely something which is in line with the bhakti practice, or devotional practice of bhakti yoga. One thing that's worth noting, I just want, continuing from what I was talking about before, is that there's actually a higher path of bhakti whereby it's actually a completely selfless position, which is actually, from the descriptions in the Bhagavat Purana, is more that this is where a Pingala actually is, rather than this idea of pleasing God or that divine personality in order to get some kind of reward. It is what is called seva, or selfless service. And so what is actually arising within the heart of Pingala is more in line with that pure sense of becoming an instrument for a positive change in that connection, I guess you could say. So, without further ado, I think we're going to dive into the next set, which is going to start out with Leia Project, remixed by Ferenc Kalos, and entitled Glorious Sun, Ya Allah. And from there's some chants in here. This whole set is going to be more in the Arabic kind of place, even though with this track Glorious Sun there is also, from what we can tell, probably some Tamil in there, definitely some Indian language, which is referring to Surya, which is another name for the sun, or Suryadev. But also some chants in there to Allah, and a track entitled La Ilaha, which I'm pronouncing terribly, which is a very famous string of words in Arabic referring to the supreme God or the Supreme Personality, and basically recognizing that supremacy, in that rather than having this concept of many deities, which you sometimes see, more the concept of having that one supreme source and connecting with that source in a very pure and transparent way, and having that experience of reciprocation back and forth, which is basically pure bhakti or pure devotion. So that sentiment is there, and also in this set, something I'm not seeing right now, but something that's going to fall right in line with those other two tracks I mentioned, but I'll let you know more about that after the fact. We're going to kick it off though with Friends Kalas remixing Wire Project's Glorious Sun, Ya Allah. Back in a while.
Yeah.
listening to from Sufi Splendor, Munis Vyas, and singer Dina Awad with Alilaha Ilaha. And prior to that, we heard from Niaz from the release Nine Heavens with Iman. And that piece was originating from, my understanding is that it's actually in Urdu, and coming from something written by Mirza Salamat Ali Dabir from the 19th century. Alawahi Hai Tal Na Mufti Ho. But kind of rewritten by Azam Ali of Niaz into a slightly different order. It's a combination of that and another piece by Maulana Altaf Hussein Ali from the 19th century, which basically translates as much like how when a child would forget their mother when things are good, but then they bang their knee or something happens and immediately they remember the mother. In the same way, the heart cries out for the Supreme when a situation arises which is beyond the range of our control or beyond our ability to deal with. So that's the sentiment in that piece, Iman. And but also along with that, a string of words that translate as to say that presence or that sense of connection to source, when that is there, then one is completely sheltered and completely whole. Prior to that, we heard from, I'll kick things off when that's said anyway, with Layer Project from their remixed release with a remix of Glorious Sun, Ya Allah, from Dunbai. Ferenc Kalos did that remix. The next installment of Mantra is going to be next Thursday, 4 p.m., 5 p.m., till 5 p.m. And last two tracks. First one is going to be Govinda Shakti with the Maha Mantra, which is a mantra featuring the words Hare Krishna Rama. Krishna and Rama being names for the Supreme, and Hare also, but in more of a feminine context, or addressing the energy of the Supreme. There's two ways that you can look at that. So that's going to be a nice long 8-minute chant. Hopefully we may have to fade out a little early to make room for a new track by Chances Are Good. And that track is entitled Happy Birthday. And we'll see you next week. I hope you enjoyed some of what you've heard today. On the internet, you can go to mantraradio.co for all the previous shows. You can have a listen, see if there's something that you like. You can also send feedback through the website. That's mantraradio.co. See you next week. Until then, take care of yourselves. Namaste. Here's Govinda Shakti. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Sweet blessings to you in the best way. May the Creator always keep